Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Indeed, it is time to go into God's Word as we continue our studies. Join us as we look at how we can understand better God, the Son, the Lamb, who is also our advocate. Thank you so much for joining us in this conversation. And you can be part, not just in listening in, in sharing the conversation with others, but also in engaging us. So we invite you to do so. +27 73 470 3520. We've followed the story from the throne of heaven to the cross of Calvary and the empty tomb. But the story of Jesus didn't end with a cloud-bound departure 2,000 years ago. No, no, no. The present truth of Jesus is that he is found in what he is doing right now. If the cross was the sacrifice, what is the ministry taking place in the heavenly sanctuary today? Is he a distant judge, or is he an active advocate standing in the gap for us? If you've ever wondered where Jesus is in the midst of your daily battles, this conversation is for you. Here, let's talk about it as we look at our high priest with the hope of his soon return. And guiding us in this conversation again is our pastor, Pastor Mitepila. Pastor, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, my brother. How are you this morning?
Thank you. We're doing all right. I'm fully seeing yourself.
No, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Marvelous stuff. Thank you once again, Pastor, for joining us as we wrap up actually our discussion we've been having this week, trying to understand better God, the Son, the one who came to be with us and to take us out of our miry pit of sin that we had fallen into. Thank you once again, Pastor. Appreciate you.
You're welcome, bro.
Amen. Amen. Please, I want to start off with just wrapping up our discussion. Yesterday, we ended up on a bit of a contentious point to try and understand Christ, the example, and Christ, the God, to try and say when he was here on earth, which nature was he possessing? Was he a man? Was he God? Was he having reliance on his God nature and tapping and utilizing it as he was walking the dusty streets of Palestine? Or was he a human being? Fully so, and there was no point of advantage that he possessed over you and I as we live in the 21st century. We can look back and say he did it, so we can also did it in our day and age. I don't know. Pastor, do you want to maybe just speak to that quickly as we then jump into our discussion for today?
Okay, thank you so much. No, that's very true, bro. As we finished yesterday, we just left some opaque space which people will not really see. Mm-hmm. But I just want us to understand that us believers, we are an extension of Jesus, maybe God put it that way, in a language that we may understand. Mm-hmm. We are an extension. Yeah, meaning that when Jesus said, you do greater things, maybe greater things would mean to believers that when believers are empowered by the Holy Spirit,
okay,
would actually extend Jesus' work to a wider world, mm-hmm, and bring greater numbers into salvation. Mm-hmm. Not that they would be greater than Jesus himself. Mm, yeah, I just want people to have this mentality of getting to know that he is the source.
Yes.
So everything we do, we depend on him. Mm, that's Christ. Mm, maybe because of our time, let me stop here on this one so that we jump into today's discussion.
That's in order, Murutu. I mean, that's in order. Let's then jump into that conversation. We're saying that Christ's work didn't end with him wrapping up his ministry on earth as he ascended on that Acts chapter 1 fateful day. What does it mean to say Jesus is currently our high priest or advocate in the heavenly sanctuary?
Okay. There are two terms here which I want us all our believers and us as well to kind of take note of. The term advocate there, mm-hmm, it's a legal term.
Okay.
We need to understand it from a legal term. And also the term sanctuary there, we can maybe have it as a temple term, a religious term rather. So let's understand it that way. But being an advocate, you actually is someone who represents somebody, mm-hmm, or who pleads on behalf of someone, or who defends. So maybe these all three, they stand in for the advocate. You are standing in for someone, pleading for him, defending him, and all sorts. So an advocate is there to defend somebody, is there to plead on his behalf. And maybe if you'd look, this text actually will bring it out, this version will actually bring it out clearly
Okay.
what Jesus is in heaven. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have an advocate. So if anyone sins, so Jesus is actively in the ministry of standing or pleading for those who are sinning. So sinning is not the end of it. I want us to understand this.
Okay.
Sinning is not the end of it.
Okay.
Maybe if I would be radical, Brother Derek, I would say sinning is not sin, but not seeking the advocate is the sin.
Hey.
If ever I would be radical, I know you always tell me to be opening some can of worms.
Yeah,
but I want us to understand this. Sinning on its own is not sinning. That's why you see, that's why the Bible says all sins can be forgiven except for the one that blaspheming them, that the Holy Spirit. But we need to understand that all of us here, we are sinners, like what the Bible says, we all come short before them. And also this, the wages of sin is death. So we are all supposed to die.
Mm.
We are supposed to die. Meaning that there is an option of not dying, which can only come through the advocate.
Amen.
So Jesus is actively our advocate in the heavenly sanctuary, And another thing that I may want us and listeners to understand is the sanctuary, the heavenly sanctuary. What is the sanctuary? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 actually puts it clearly that Jesus is our high priest in the sanctuary in heaven. Sanctuary in heaven. It's actually so specific that it is the sanctuary in heaven. I liked it when you started this discussion, saying that his ministry was not wrapped off on the Calvary. Yeah, he actually went beyond the Calvary and is now active in the heavenly sanctuary, not the earthly one. Yes, that's my submission on that one, brother.
Thank you so much. I think a potent point to really help us understand the work that Christ is busy with. I want us to add to that the premise upon which that work is predicated. How Christ finds himself in the heavenly sanctuary is that because he is alive. He didn't go to the heavenly sanctuary as a spirit. He resurrected in bodily form, and he was able to be touched and felt by the disciples for some 40, 50 days there. What is it? I want us to look at this here. That activity, that action of Christ raising from the dead. Why is that so important for us as believers, especially for the assurance of our salvation?
Yeah, you know, I like it when Paul is actually making an argument in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be verse 37, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It's something that is so important. Let me just check. But still, I want us to understand that all our beliefs, they actually, the focal point of all our beliefs, they focus on the resurrection.
Mm.
That's why Paul is saying, if you say he did not resurrect, then what are we doing? Why are we suffering? Otherwise, there's no reason for us. And one thing that I want us to understand is that resurrection is so important because it brings great controversy to an end. Otherwise, if there is no resurrection, then there is no end to them. Maybe Brother Derek, someone put it this way.
Okay.
He said the death on the cross was the price for the sin, but resurrection was the receipt that actually proved that it had been paid fully.
Okay.
So without resurrection, you don't have proof. There's no POP, Baba. So resurrection is our POP when it comes to salvation, that our sins were fully paid for. That's why it is so important. And also, it makes us, it assures us that we are not following memory.
Yeah.
We are following a living Christ. It's not that we are saying we had a master who lived and he died. No. After dying, he went beyond that. He resurrected and ascended to heaven.
Yeah.
And he's in heaven right now, actively ministering on our behalf. Yeah,
Glory to God.
that's what resurrection does to us, Baba.
We praise him for what he has done for us. And I think that
Hallelujah.
Idea of resurrection coming through to do so much for us is profound. And I think it is him who speaks. You referred to this one in the week as well. John chapter 11, as he resurrects Lazarus and he affirms to his sister to say, don't cry. I am the resurrection and the life. And I think that that's something that we really need to hold on to, because he lives, we shall live also. Pastor.
Hey, brother Eric, you actually remind me, your last statement reminds me of a song.
Yeah.
Because he lives,
oh, yes.
I can face tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You know, it makes us facing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, without it, we cannot face tomorrow.
Eish.
We have hopes because of the resurrection.
Yeah. Certainly.
Thank you.
Mfundisi, when you look at the great controversy, thank you, Mfundisi. When you look at the great controversy, what's the significance, especially the ending with Jesus' return and the destruction of sin? Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, you know what happened earlier on before we were there, when there was Lucifer, being Lucifer before he became the Diabolos.
Okay.
Something happened that caused other unfallen worlds and angels to kind of doubt God. So it's like, maybe let me put it this way. A great controversy is when somebody accuses someone of something that he has not done, and that somebody wants to try and prove that no, that's not exactly what it is. Then there is controversy. So now in this controversy now, God decided to act other way than was expected. So as it unfolded, it came to a point whereby the unfallen worlds and other angels would say, but Lucifer might be right, might not be right. And Jesus' return will end this, because it is going to prove that God is just. God is fair.
That's true.
Yeah. And if God is the loving God, it's going to justify. Because letting his child dying on the cross, letting his son rather dying on the cross, was enough to prove that whatever accusations are coming from the devil, it's just a controversy that the devil is trying to pull up. But until Christ is back, then controversy remains as it is right now, because it went beyond the cross.
Aish.
Yeah.
It went beyond the cross. And I think this idea of this controversy coming to an end because of his return, I mean, he has that capacity to end this battle that has been raging for millennia. I think that just goes to show the power he possesses as well, that he could. I mean, and also it points to something, because that's been the argument of the enemy, right? To say God is not ending the controversy because he has no power to do it. And him ending it, then he says, no, I've always been able to end it, but there was some point I was trying to drive a lesson I was hoping that we would learn. And him doing it there shows that he has the capacity to do it. And if anyone has a challenge with any evil that's going around the world today, I think the promise is, you know what, you want to make it to the end so that you see the end of this, than to say, you know what, God is allowing. I mean, and that's an argument of many people, right? If God is good, why does he allow evil? Therefore, I don't believe in him, because evil exists. Can't you? You're putting yourself at a disadvantage. Believe in him so that when you get to the end, you can say, yes, I knew he could always do it, and here he is, he has done it, than to then say, oh, okay, no, I understand now, but it's too late for you. Pastor,
you see now.
Let's wrap it up.
Actually,
yeah.
All right. Thanks so much. You know, when we used to watch movies, the main actor is the last person to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you know, when you watch a movie which you have never watched, you know, you are always exclaiming, "Eish, eish," that kind of thing. You know, if you watch it the second time, and you see the main actor being beaten right, left, center, you're saying, "Only if you knew." So Christians,
that's
we are blessed.
True. Yeah.
With the truth that we have, that Christ is returning, whatever is happening that right now, we are just saying, only if you knew.
If you knew.
Only if you knew. And this is my message to our listeners, bruh. Only if, and we are blessed that we know.
Amen. 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 Pastor, what practical hope does our belief in God, our belief in God the Son, offer someone listening who might be going through some challenge today? What can you say to them as we conclude?
Now, the fact that Jesus is actively our advocate right now, I want to say to our listeners, you are not alone in your
Amen.
Struggle.
Amen.
You are not alone in that. Because one thing that I like, he's actually advocating on something that he has experienced.
Okay.
The pain that you are going through, you know, the challenges that you are facing, he went through, and he is a practical advocate, not just a ceremonial advocate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one thing that you need to know is that you have someone fighting for you right now. He's fighting for you right now. He is your advocate, he is your high priest, and he is your intercessor. So what it means is you have divine support even when you feel like giving up.
Yeah. Even if you feel like giving up, you have support. Pastor Mitefela, thank you so much. We really want to appreciate you for taking us through this lesson this week. And may God bless you. And your family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. God bless you.
Bless you, sir. That's how we're going to be concluding our lesson this week, looking at this important subject, God the Son, and how He has done so much for us, and how He continues to do so much for us. And because of His presence, it has made all the difference. He's the one who came down from heaven on high, sought us in our filth. When you read Ezekiel chapter 16, it talks about how He washed us when everybody else was walking aside, trying to not find their feet in the filth that is our body. And He cleansed us, and He has made us His own. Thank you, Jesus, is what we can say. Thank you, Jesus.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.